Have you ever felt yourself dealing with what we call the guard at the gate? You know, where you can't get to the committee or the real decision maker, and you're stuck with someone whose only job is to collect information. To turn this situation into a positive, there's something called the intermediate decision-making technique. It's used when your prospect's only gathering information, or he's just one of the committee members, and you can't get to see the other committee members. Here's how it works. Your prospect will ask you to give him all the information so he can take it before the committee. In this case, you should make the following statement.
Mr. Smith, I understand you won't be making the decision on your own, and you'd like me to give you the presentation, which I'm happy to do. After I give you my presentation, would you be nice enough to tell me if the decision was up to you, and I understand it's not, but if it was, would you buy my product or service?
What you're doing here is giving your prospect the psychological baton of power, the power to say yes or no. Then, after you present your product or service, simply confirm his earlier commitment to you and ask him,
Mr. Smith, we've covered a lot of ground today. Based on what you've seen, if it were up to you, would you buy my product or service? If your prospect says no, you can bet the committee will not recommend your product or service either. If, on the other hand, he says, why, yes, I'd buy your product or service, you now have a much better chance at getting the committee to say yes.
But before you bank that commission, there's another technique which you have to use here. It's called the rehearsal. You have to work with your prospect on how you get your product or service sold to the committee. After all, it's taken you years to learn your product or service. You have a lot riding on your prospect to get him to understand everything he needs to know when he gets in front of the committee. So after your prospect says yes, you say, well, Mr. Smith, I really appreciate that. Now, the committee's going to ask you questions about my product or service. Based on what you know about the committee, what types of questions do you think they'll be asking you? Your job now is to get as much information into your prospect as possible so he can do a good job for you in front of the committee. Go over the questions that came up during the pain step, and remember, pain is personal. You'll have to help your prospect view pain through the eyes of the committee members. What you don't want to happen is to send your inside salesperson or champion in front of a committee of his peers without being able to handle questions regarding your product or service. You also have an unseen pressure working for you. The prospect has told you he'd buy it if he'd been the only decision maker. Now, assuming he isn't just blowing smoke at you, when he goes in front of the committee, his ego, his reputation, his credibility, it's all on the line. How can he tell you he'd buy it and then come back and tell you the committee said no? There's a lot of ego pressure working for you here. Your goal is to have him committed to the hilt before going into the committee.